Title: 16th Note Hat Edits with Groove Beginner, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, let's build one of the most important feelings in rolling drum and bass: groovy, 16th note hats that still sound tight at 174 BPM. Because here's the truth, straight 16THs are the engine of DNB, but if they're all the same velocity and perfectly on the grid, it instantly screams MIDI. What we want is tight but human, forward motion, little bits of push and pull, and just enough editing to sound produced without sounding random. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a clean two-bar hat loop with accents, swing, micro timing, a couple of edit moments, and a simple stock processing chain that makes it crisp without ripping your ears off. Step 0. Setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a MIDI track and drop in a drum rack. Now load a closed hat and an open hat. If you've got options, pick a closed hat that's short and bright, and an open hat that's controlled, not a huge washy tail. Quick DNB tip: hats should usually be shorter than you think. You can always add space later, but long messy tails will blur your snare and make the whole groove feel weak. Optional but nice: grab a ride or a metallic hat layer. We might use it later, quietly, just to add edge. Step 1. Program the bassline. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Set the grid to 1/16th notes. Put your closed hat on every single 16th across 2 bars. Just a straight line of hats. Play it back. At this point, it should feel like a basic shaker. It's not supposed to sound good yet. This is your grid. We're going to groove it on purpose. And that's a coaching note I want you to remember. Decide what the grid is before you groove it. If you start nudging things around before you've established a stable baseline, you'll end up chasing your tail. Step 2. Velocity groove. This is where the roll appears. Open the velocities in the MIDI clip. Here's the fastest workflow. Select all the hat notes first, and set them all to around 55. Not too loud, not too quiet, just a middle starting point. Now we'll create an accent pattern. Think of it like 3 lanes, so you don't feel like you have to sculpt 32 notes individually. Lane A is your lead hats. These are the notes the listener actually notices. Lane B is support. These are medium hits that imply the pattern. Lane C is ghost hats. These are super quiet. They create motion, but they shouldn't read like a pattern on their own. So let's do a simple classic roller approach. Make the downbeat stronger. Bring up the hats on beat 1 and beat 3. Put those around 90 to 110. Then pick a couple of extra accents for forward momentum. A really common DNB move is accenting the of 1 and the of 3. That's the last 16th before beat 2, and the last 16th before beat 4. It gives you that leaning forward feeling. Bring those up too, maybe not as loud as the downbeats, but clearly higher than the rest. Then choose a few medium notes around those accents, something like 65 to 85, and everything else. Pull down into ghost territory, like 25 to 55. Don't be scared to go quiet. At 174 BPM, the quiet hits still add energy because they're so frequent. Now play it again. Already, even without changing timing, you should hear the loop start to roll instead of tick. Teacher tip: if your hats still sound like separate ticks, you usually need more velocity contrast. Turn your monitoring volume down and listen again. At low volume, the hats should feel like a smooth zip, not a row of clicks. Step 3. Add swing using Groove Pool. This is where Ableton can help you get musical timing movement without you manually pushing every note. Open the Groove Pool. Search for Swing 16. A great beginner starting point is Swing 16-55 or Swing 16-57. Drag that groove onto your hat clip. Now click the groove and set a subtle amount of influence. For timing, try 10 to 25%. If you go too far at 174 BPM, it starts to stumble, and DNB generally wants to feel urgent, not lazy. Add a little random, like 2 to 8%. This is tiny humanization. The key word is tiny. If you want the groove to also shape dynamics a bit, add some velocity influence, maybe 5 to 20%, but don't let it override the accents you designed. Quantize, keep low, something like 0 to 20%. Lower quantize means it preserves more of what you programmed. Important coach note: random is not a replacement for intention. If it starts sounding messy, reduce random first, then reduce timing. Keep your chosen accent pattern recognizable. Step 4. Micro timing nudges, the secret sauce. Now we're going to do a small amount of manual timing. Small, not a hat note surgery marathon. Here's a clean workflow order that stays sane. Velocities first, then groove pool, then only 2 to 6 manual nudges across the entire 2 bars. Set your grid to 1/16, but use alter option to temporarily bypass snapping when you move notes, or set the grid to 1/32 to keep your nudges safely small. Now pick just a few hats and nudge them slightly early or late. Practical numbers. If you push early, try -4 to -10 milliseconds. If you pull late, try +4 to +12 milliseconds. At 174 BPM, that is plenty. If you go bigger, it can sound like mistakes instead of groove. Here's the big guideline. Use the snare as your timing anchor, so the hats right before and right after the snare should usually be more controlled than the rest. That keeps the snare punching cleanly through the top end. Try this musical trick, push-pull in pairs. Pick 2 spots per bar. Move one hat a little early, and the next accent it hat a little late. It creates a tiny rubber band feel that reads as groove, not sloppy timing. Play it back. If it feels like it's dragging, undo and nudge less. D then B groove is subtle. The excitement comes from consistency plus tiny divinations. Step 5. Edit moments. This is where it starts sounding produced. We're going to add recognizable moments, gaps, stutters, and a tasteful open hat. First, gaps. Delete 1 to 3 closed hat hits per bar. A classic move is removing the 16th immediately before the snare. That creates a little suck-in effect, like the groove inhales right before the snare hits. If deleting makes the groove stumble, try the ghost note masking trick instead. Don't delete it. Drop that note's velocity to something like 1 to 10. The subdivision stays, but your ear hears a hole. Super useful. Second, a stutter. Near the end of bar 2, pick 1 closed hat and make a quick double hit. Change the grid to 1/32. Duplicate the note so you get 2 fast hats. Set the velocities to something like 60 for the first hit, then 35 for the second. That reads as an edit without turning into glitch chaos. Third, add an open hat tastefully. Put an open hat on the end of beat 2 or the end of beat 4. That's a classic D&B lift. If your open hat sample is too long, shorten it in simpler. Go to the controls and bring down decay so it doesn't wash over everything. Pro move, layer the open hat quietly under a closed hat accent, instead of using it as a huge standalone splash. You get metallic lift without smearing the groove. Optional advanced variation that's still beginner friendly. Split your hats into 2 MIDI notes. Duplicate your closed hat to another drum rack pad with a slightly different sample or a filter. Then alternate even and odd 16ths between hat A and hat B. Same pattern, instant reduction in machine gun effect. Step 6. Make it crisp with a stock processing chain. Let's clean and enhance without frying the top end. On your hat group or hat track, at EQ 8 first, high pass the hat somewhere around 250 to 500 HC to remove low junk. If the hats are harsh, do a small dip around 7 to 10 KHC, maybe 1 to 3 dB. That range can get painful fast. If they're dull, add a gentle shelf around 10 to 12 KHC, like plus 1 or 2 dB. Gentle. You can always add more later. Next, add drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch 0 to 10%. Transients plus 5 to plus 15 for snap. And turn boom off. Hats don't need boom. Then add saturator. Use soft sign or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. And turn on soft clip. This is a classic way to get density and presence without resorting to extreme EQ boosts. Then utility. If you want width, try 110 to 140%. But be careful, too wide hats can get facey and disappear in mono. If you want a more stable approach, do this trick. Put a utility before the widening step and use bass mono, but set it unusually high, like 2 to 6 KHE. That forces the top to be more mono stable, then you widen after. It often gives you wide sparkle without weird mono collapse. If the hats stab you on certain hits, a beginner-friendly to harsh trick is multiband dynamics. Solo the high band, lower the threshold a bit, and aim for tiny gain reduction only on peaks. You're not trying to crush the hats, just smooth the occasional spike. Step 7. Arrange it like a Riedel track. A 2-bar loop is great, but D&B lives on evolution. Let's make it perform. Duplicate your 2-bar clip out to 16 bars. Then add variation every 4 bars. On bar 4, remove hats for 1 beat as a mini drop. On bar 8, include your stutter edit. On bar 12, swap where the open hat lands. On bar 16, add a couple more gaps and maybe a slightly louder accent leading into the next section. Big arrangement idea. Automate energy with density, not volume. Instead of turning hats up and down, change how many notes are playing. Fewer hits feels like breathing room. More hits feels like intensity. Same volume, different energy. Also try a pre-drop vacuum in the last half beat before a phrase change. cut hats entirely. That tiny silence makes the snare and bass feel massive without any extra processing. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. If all hats are the same velocity, it'll sound like a typewriter. If you use too much swing, it turns into a stumble at this tempo. If you overuse open hats, you'll wash out the snare and lose punch. If you edit every bar, you lose hypnosis. DNB needs repetition with just enough change to stay exciting. If your top end is too bright, listener fatigue happens fast. Tame 7 to 10 kHz when needed. And if you widen too much, mono playback will punish you. Mini practice exercise to lock it in. Make 3 variations of your loop. 1 version. Tight roller. Minimal swing, mostly closed hats. 1 open hat per 2 bars. Second version. Jungle shuffle. More groove influence and bigger velocity contrast. Really quiet ghosts. Third version. Dark minimal step. Remove about 20 to 30% of the hits. Add a little saturation. And slightly lower the top end. Export each as an 8-bar audio loop, and test them solo, under a basic kick and snare, and in mono by setting utility width to 0. The version that still bounces in mono is usually the most solid. Let's recap the workflow you should remember. Start with straight 16THS. Shape the roll with velocity accents. Add controlled swing using groove pool. Add only a few manual micro-timing nudges, and keep the snare as your anchor. Create identity with a couple edit moments, a gap, a stutter, and a tasteful open hat. Then finish with a clean stock chain. EQ 8 into drum bus into saturator into utility. Once you've got your loop, tell me what substyle you're aiming for: liquid, roller, jungle, neurowish, and I can suggest a specific accent lay map and groove setting that matches that vibe.